Good evening, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Carrie O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. It's what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us, as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Carrie is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. Our toll-free numbers are 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And worldwide, it's 1-877-489-6350. We've got three direct lines for worldwide, so that's whether you're in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, and that's 1-530-776-5154. 530-776-5185, and 530-876-9916. So just go to the website, BBC Station 2, and you'll see all those numbers right there. Hi, Carrie. Good evening.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Glad to hear it. And I want to give everybody a big welcome here to BBS Radio. It's great to be with you and have you with us. Before we start, I want to give a quick update about up-and-coming events. Always, first and foremost, go to Carrie's website, carrieoconnor.com, for all the information. And please sign up for the free newsletter and get on the email list. Once you're on the email list, you will get automatic updates of all up-and-coming events. Carrie has ongoing intuitive development circle that meets on Monday evenings, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to learn how to develop your intuition from a master, this is your chance. Each week in the group teleclass, Carrie gives tips and tools on intuition as well as homework for the week and an attunement to help you continue to open your third eye. And these are done in monthly cycles. You can join up. Anytime. Contact the office, actually, and let's see when the next openings are for the intuitive development. Great class. This Friday, November 14th, there is a mini Lightstream Live event in Salem, Connecticut from 6 to 9 p.m. This is an intense gallery-style group reading where everybody gets read. I want to note the time is 6 to 9 p.m. That's an extra hour, so there's more time for participation. Everybody gets read, and they're very, like I say, they're intense, and you get plenty of time. That gives you about 20 minutes for each person. That's a lot. On Tuesday, November 18th, Carrie will begin a series of free one-hour teleclasses on topics you want, so please send in your ideas for these topics. Now, next Tuesday's teleclass is from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to be about addressing energy maintenance, where you're going to learn the importance of daily energy routines and how it affects every aspect of your life. Everybody, please sign up for that. We talk about it all the time on the shows. Normally, we don't have all that much time to talk about those. This gives you a full hour of that. So well worth it. I can't tell you. It's free. Go to the website, and you'll get all the contact information, what the phone number is and the PIN number. There's a Lightstream Live event from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Westerly Yacht Club in Westerly, Rhode Island. This is going to be on December 5th. I think I just cut that right off. December 5th. And if you're anywhere in the southern New England area, this is a wonderful opportunity to experience Carrie's extraordinary talent and make a connection to the other side. A Lightstream Live event takes place in a gallery-style reading. It's fun, inspirational, and riveting, as Carrie intuitively reads the audience members while being guided by the spirit world. There is a next teleclass. This is a two-hour teleclass. This is December 7th. It's called What the Bleep Happened with the Secret. Carrie is going to be expanding on the wisdom of the secret so that you can manifest your highest potential now. We get calls all the time, and I'm sure we'll have more of this on this program. And usually it comes down to manifesting what you want. This is a two-hour teleclass, folks. This is a paid one. It costs $33, and you need to register with Carrie's office to participate. You really want to go and take advantage of that. In Carrie's office, the number is 860-887-1201, or the email is union1111 Carrie@yahoo.com. I also believe, Carrie, you had something scheduled for December 12th and 13th.
Yes,
was it going to be a new and updated
class?
Yeah.
A mediumship class, a full-day advanced mediumship class. So if you've ever taken them before, this is totally different. This is advanced. You don't have to have taken the one before, but we're giving out different information, updated information, clearing, and so we're very excited about that.
Yeah. Wonderful things coming up. And like I said, the important thing is getting on the website and or calling Carrie's office, signing up to be on the emailing list, because sometimes things come up quickly and
right.
might not get onto the website in time, and you'll get updated just by your email alone. So it's just well worth it to do that. Hey, Carrie, before we start our program, would you please open up space for us all and set the intention for the evening?
Yes, I'd like everyone to, again, we're going to always concentrate on our heart, and we're going to, as we put our attention and intention and attention on the heart chakra and the heart area, and that includes the thymus, I want you to picture the center of your heart, a little heart that's like a centimeter, an inch big, and we're going to have it growing, and we're going to think of it as using crystal color today. We're bringing in the crystal fifth-dimensional energies, and we're expanding the heart. Feel it, sense it, imagine getting bigger and bigger and bigger in your chest. Now expanding that heart energy to go down your abdomen, up and over your chest, up to your neck, up your head, down your legs. And so you are now aligned and plugged in, and you're the walking heart chakra. So picture yourself a one big heart. And then as we are expanding that heart 360 degrees out top and bottom of your head, we want to expand and to activate the grids that are 1 foot around you. And then we're pushing that crystal energy, the heart energy, out to 2 feet around you. Then we're going out to another grid that's 4 feet around you, 360 degrees. Then we're going out, radiating out our soul signature to 7 feet around you. And then 12 feet around you. You've just opened up your channels. You just cleared your energy field, and you plugged yourself into the universal energies. And now I want you to visualize the earth in front of you. And our intention and attention is to connect from our heart to every single inhabitant of the earth. And that means animals. That means everything. The tree people, the rock people, the earth guardians, and the human beings also. And so visualize your energy, your heart, a bridge going from your heart to the top of the earth, and think of the liquid crystal melting down, going all into the earth and covering all the inhabitants with this liquid fifth dimensional love, and that the people's higher self are taking it in. This is, they recognize this as love because that's what it is. Putting it down and having people absorb it, having the earth absorb it. Imagine it going right to the center of the earth, and as it goes down into the center of the earth, it further grounds you. And then picture that the bottom of the earth, and then reversing from the bottom of the earth, just like when you go from your feet to the top of your head, pulling it back up to the earth, to the top of the earth. And then feel that energy, that connection from the earth back into your heart energy. The more you do this, when you wash, doing the love washes to the earth, you're going to start feeling the energy of the love wash come back to you, because you are an inhabitant of the earth. And so pay attention if you feel it coming in more on your right side and your left side. This absolutely is wonderful. It connects you, it grounds you, and it opens up your channel to universal energy. And so it shall be, and so it shall be, and so it shall be.
And so it is. Thank you very much. And, like I say, we talk about energy maintenance all the time. That is energy maintenance. And there's no right or wrong way of doing those things. But you notice when we do these things, I mean, even when I start talking, Carrie, after it, I notice how different I'm speaking. It really does set things in motion and affects our energy field. So thank you very much for that.
Hey,
Carrie, we're about to go to our lines. And first up, we've got Irene from Hong Kong. Hi,
hi.
Irina.
Are
hi, you with
Jay.
Us? Hey.
Hi. Yes, I am.
Welcome back.
Hi, Carrie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry? I'm actually doing very well, thank you.
Very good.
It's been a year. Sorry?
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's amazing to me that it's been a year. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
It seems like a long time.
And soon it's your birthday, so may I wish you a happy birthday now.
Oh, thank you very much. It is my birthday tomorrow, so thank you for remembering that. Thank you very much.
Of course I remember. Yeah, Carrie, I've been in a lull for a year, basically. I've been, like, taking care of my health and stuff. So can you see, I don't know, like, how am I going to get out of this lull I'm in?
Lull? Okay. What I see, and especially, Irina, have you been feeling it more in the last 2 months, the last 2 days, 2 weeks, the 222s, because your whole right side of your body, down to 2 feet around, especially in the emotional body, I'm seeing what looks like, when I see wavy energy, that shows me a lot of transitioning, a lot of clearing out. And so think of, and this is for everybody, we are really going in, and I've been saying this to, and the council has been showing me this, since August of this year of 208, this truly is the year of us becoming the masters in process and the masters in practice as we're remembering, realigning, and reawakening to the truth, and it's all of our truths, is that we are all masters. And so, and as we're doing this process, the practice and process part is realizing that there is a process, especially since August, and especially with sensitive people, that as we are going into our body, so think of as that liquid crystal is our fifth dimensional energy, as we're pouring it more into our physical body and expanding out, radiating out from the inside out, what I've been seeing consistently is that people are hitting residual energies that go with the, like, pockets that with stuff that they've been working on for a long time, that they've been cleared out, and all of a sudden it seems to have come to a surface, or that they're all of a sudden feeling depressed or shaky, that kind of thing. So think of that. We all have these, a lot of us are having these experiences, and so when I go to your right side, I'm bringing in the energy. Your body wanted a very emerald green, like a very emerald green matched with a really high frequency white light. And as soon as I did that, your ear opened up as far as your right ear was clogged, and it went right down to the root chakra, and that was bringing the energy out to the emotional body. And so working with the energy of emeralds, I'm actually putting emeralds and infinity eights all around your feet and making another circle of it that goes out to the 2 feet and then 4 feet, 7 feet, 12 feet around you. And we don't have to have huge chunks of emeralds to connect ourselves to the emerald energy around the earth. And so this is where we're anchoring you into that, and I'm noticing the infinity 8-2, and so that's about the balancing. And especially when I'm seeing there's a on your right shoulder, there's like a, it looks like a sharp angular angular cut, like it's like somebody is like holding a chip on your shoulder, and it's not coming from you. It's like a universal working with the chip on the shoulder. So we're taking that chip off your shoulder, because when anything is sharp and angular, that shows me that it's out of balance. And so think of, again, that a grand magnet is what I use people. And as soon as I started doing that, my throat, your throat started closing down as far as the throat chakra got really tight. And so you're really working on core energy where we are releasing, and we have the ability to get to core restrictions that have been in our body for eons. And so this is the trick for us, is to be able to stay light and be light and remember to plug in when we're not feeling very good. That's the practice and process part, practice and process. And so especially when we're not feeling good, when we feel like we're losing our footing or feeling like we're going back, like two steps back frontwards and then one step backwards, that's the part of trying to get out of that, the mental brain that causes this band over our head. And when I see that, it looks like a metallic band. When I see it, it's blocking the residual, universal flow for feeling and flow. And so that's when the wounded child has stepped in the driver's seat. So we got the block off, we got off the shoulder. And also it's really interesting because I'm seeing a little mouse pop on your shoulder. So absolutely from now until February, work with mouse medicine. So look in the internet about mouse medicine. And I know briefly what mouse medicine, and are you familiar with working with animals, the properties of animals? Working with you, you're going to do a lot of
animal field work. Mom, you told me about the hawk.
Okay, now you're working. Now you're flipping with mouse, and so the properties of mouse. You're working with the energy is calling on Metatron. Okay, so Metatron is all right now here helping us with our own grids, our own energy fields, and I'm even feeling slight pressure and pain in your neck. And so, so think of that. This is where, and it's the neck is all about moving forward, ability to move forward. And again, part of this has to do with dad's father lineage, strong women. And so, think of this is where you're working with, again, calling in on Metatron's energy. So you're working on with Metatron's properties, and Metatron is excellent with helping us align our bodies to the fifth dimensional grids, because we're releasing the energy, magnetic poles of the third dimensional grids, and those third dimensional grids put us in those old patterns. And so think of your whole body stepping into and aligning to the fifth dimensional grids, especially of the earth. And so as you're doing this, there's going to come up some, you know, again, old patterns, but this is as we direct our energy and as we command our energy to align to the fifth dimensional grids of the earth, your body's going to get patterned to it. So make sure you daily and night to go down to the center of the earth, plug yourself into that fifth dimensional energy, and even put yourself to bed there every night. Mouth medicine's properties have to do with details. It has to do with attention to details. Are there too many details that you're being overwhelmed by details, or is there scattering with details? And so that's briefly what I know mouse is about, but I know you could get a whole bunch more of information about mouse on the internet, and so working with it. And so when I'm working with an animal that that's coming in to help us, and I will get a picture of the mouse to be able to remind me that I'm working right now with mouse medicine. And so that in particular from now to February is going to really help and align you. And then I just saw you as symbolically as feeling like Cinderella and having, like, where there's the cartoon where she was around talking to the mouse. So I'm seeing that there's a part where you could feel alone with this and isolated. And so remembering that our connection and interconnection, we cannot be alone even if we're by ourselves, by the pure nature of who we are in our interconnectedness. So whenever you're feeling kind of off balance, making sure you also tap your thymus, and that's the 4 inches below the throat, and really pound on it. Right now I'm pounding it, and I'm really making a sound in my throat, and so that's really opening up the thymus, and also those 2 points on your shoulders, and also I'm going to do an EFT, emotional freedom technique, would be really good to get in those spots that are around your eyes, underneath your nose, and there's one on your chin. And so that's, I know when you go to the EFT, they talk about it, they give that the information out free, and especially this is for everybody that's feeling the shift in their physical body by doing tapping. What we're doing is breaking up the congestion as we're expanding, and our physical body is going up in a vibration, and so we're being able to work with it and open up those meridians and keeping those meridians and grids open as you are doing the releasing part. And also I'm hearing whistling while you work, meaning to me that you're feeling, knowing that you have the support when you can be feeling by yourself, and or that it feels like a lot. I have to overcome a lot of stuff, and I'm doing this all by myself and getting, again, overwhelmed by details. And sometimes even details of a shopping list can seem overwhelming. This is where you're plugging in again to Metatron's energy. Metatron was also known as a scribe. So doing any kind of writing or automatic writing and daily writing as far as journal writing, and even if the writing is where you start drawing infinity eights, sideways eights from the right side and left side of the paper, you're literally connecting the right side and left side of your body and your brain physically. When we do something physically, we are taking the action and doing it, putting it to action, pen and paper, and letting that flow, and that's really going to help you, Irina. Okay? Mouse medicine, Metatron. So think of mouse medicine, Metatron energy, working to the 3 feet, 2 feet out of you, out of the emotional body, infinity eights, the energies, working with the energies of emerald is really going to help you. Again, now to February, you're going to feel a break in this before February, and understanding that we are going to, we're down to original blueprints, meaning that we are getting rid of anything that involves, that is keeps us away from our original blueprints, and our original blueprints contain our mastery keys. And so as we are plugging into this, and when you feel any kind of mental band, or like your head is getting into what I call the gerbil ride of the coulda, shoulda, woulda, or thinking about the past, or just thinking too much, stop, drop, and roll. We're literally unthink of yourself, unplugging from those thoughts and plugging yourself back into your body, because this is where I see, especially since August, a lot of sensitive, empathic, old souls like yourself as we are entering into our body, re-entering into our body, where, again, it's like so many times we've learned defense mechanisms to get out of our body since we're younger to help us survive and even connect with spirit and just to exist here. And now we're understanding that to be fully embodied and to be fully fully in the driver's seat, we need to be fully in our physical body. And so this is where a lot of people are having, it feels like a jerking, like a thrusting, jerking time as we're landing fully in our body, but that we are, we're, you can create smoother channels by doing the things that I was saying, okay? It's going to really help you, all right?
That's a lot to digest.
Huh? Yes, it is a lot to digest.
Yes. So it's very, it's mouse, think of emerald, mouse, and Metatron, and writing
okay,
and Metatron is the works with grids, but also Metatron was known as the scribe, and so writing is really important, and even just writing as far as journaling, and even writing as far as doing infinity eights. I tell this to a lot of people. I do it myself. I know that this has helped me repattern my head to get out of that mental band. And so that when I see that metal band over people's head and collectively we're getting rid of that, meaning that blocks us as far as we're rebirthing ourselves from the family of origin and re-entering us from the family of the universal family. So this is the literal rebirthing process. And so this is what we're, this is how we're evolving. This is what we're doing. And there's such freedom to go to the, to the universal family. That's where we're all connected, and we literally are all brothers and sisters. And so as we're realigning our bodies with that, we're releasing the energy that kept us into that separation or the tribal energy. So this is huge. That's why the emotional body is acting with the sharp corners, and I'm seeing, again, sharp shoulders, sharp corners, so that feels like it's like life is hard. So this is where you're, again, sharp, you're curving. It's good. They're going to help you curve those sharp parts, okay? And balance the water in the body.
Okay,
and excess
you,
of water. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Irene,
thank
and thanks so much
and
for calling.
Congratulations on manifesting a dream.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you again. Talk to you again next year. That was great. And, Carrie, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have to admit, I forgot. But I had a whole day to remember, so.
There you go.
You know, that's great. Hey, we've got another caller, and this is Kay from Iowa. Hi, Kay. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm extremely nervous, and this is an embarrassing question for me. I recall this happening two times when I was around 6 years old, and then maybe two times at the age of 30, and then just in the last 2 years, this has happened on a couple different occasions where people have mistaken me for a guy, and I'm a female.
Okay.
And, you know, I am 6'1", and I'm pretty athletic looking, but I wouldn't I don't consider myself manly looking, and I don't know if it's something energetically that's going on with me or what.
Okay. So, Kay, think about, I have a cousin who was, had this same issue, and that she was like a sister to me, and also two very best friends that are still to this day. She's been called man, like sir, and she has shorter hair. But so think of this is what it goes down to. Think of when it happened when you were 6 years old that caused like a cellular, like I want to say cellular post-traumatic stress, and it contracted the energy. And so think of it, stored it, because part of it was like at that time it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, and it had to more to doesn't people see me, meaning not being seen, recognized, and supported within the family, right? And so because I'm seeing you at 4 years old where you're starting to, when I see somebody pulling their stuff up to the bootstraps, that means taking responsibility, having responsibility. And so recognize when anybody, and I've also seen females, I've had a really good friend named Ron, he crossed over, but he was called Ma'am a lot, and he had, he was slighter, he was shorter and slighter, but he was definitely a man. So think of that. We're yin-yang energy. We're male and female energy. And actually, as we are evolving, we're becoming more of that universal androgynous energy. And so when people tap in. They could, and especially if they are working on a right or left side of their self, if they're working through their own processes, they could be highly attuned to the different energies. So let's say somebody's working with the male issues of their self, they're going to be charged, and so they're going to be hyper alert, and so they could be not paying attention. And so when they run into somebody, they get to the first thing they could be feeling is male. The biggest thing why it has hit you, it goes back to, and it brings you down to the 6-year-old, and it really goes back down to as far as issues that have to do with what I put under the category of right to life, betrayal, that kind of issues. And so think of that. This is where you're claiming your, you know who you are, and you've been expanding your energy, because when that happened, what happened is that you pulled in the, actually it's kind of interesting because you pull the left side in the energy field. So the left side is the female energy, and so it was a defense mechanism of the 6-year-old by pulling in the six, the left side of the energy fields, because of, think of, I have to rearrange to see, am I a girl? Am I a girl? What do I look like as a girl? Blah, blah, blah. And so as you pulled it in, it can feel like the energy of the male is out. So when people, so first of all, think about it as one way I see that as a positive thing, and I was explaining this to my friend Kathy, that this is where that people are tapping into, that we're more than just, we pick the bodies, but we're male and female energy. Think of the yin-yang sign. So as we pick the bodies, think of that as your, that, again, people assume benevolence, meaning that they are, have your head first go to the place of assuming benevolence, where that means you're training yourself to absolutely assume, don't take it personally, that they're working on their own stuff, and they could be releasing their own, again, balancing their own male and female side, and so they just aren't paying attention, because the lighter we become, again, there's more of an androgynous feel, just like Archangel Michael is not a male, but I see, because a lot of people see him as a male energy coming in, and I see Gabrielle as a female energy. So we're going back to, just like what I was saying to the other caller, as far as we are rebirthing ourselves from our family of origin, really tuning into our heart signature and really having that go out. So think of the 6-year-old, the 4 to 6-year-old in particular, but the 6-year-old that heard it twice in a close period of time is what I'm seeing within like 2-4 months, is that you as a defense mechanism pulled in that feminine energy, and so, and again, tried to work on defining it and redefining it. Why would people think that I was a male? And so it really, again, it goes underneath something that's much deeper than male and female. It's all about your identity, and again, it goes into right to life issues. But this is where you are tuning in, and you are having your, think of your signature being out and not modulating your energy. So when we start turning our energy down, it's like almost wanting to pull yourself back into the wall, like, I don't want to be seen because I'm going to be hurt. And so it has more to do, again, what I see with life, right to life issues. And so this is what you're clearing out, and this is what you're going to continue to clear out and work with. And so think of it as, again, the first place to go is assuming benevolence, where you assume that they're working on their own stuff, so it's nothing personal to you. And as you do this, it's like a huge lesson to work with eagle medicine, so that's flying and being the winged one, so it's seeing the big picture as we have the human-to-human experience, and as we're getting out of what I call the third elevator, which is the elevator of the subconscious, the wounded child, and so, and really realizing that you define yourself. You are in touch with your own heart signature, and we are really stepping into, we are much bigger than, and more than our, the physical bodies that we come in with. We cherish our physical temples that we come in with, but this is where you're, think of allowing yourself to turn like your heart energy, like a volume of the radio, and you're allowing yourself to, that it's safe for you, Kay, to turn up your volume, and you don't have to have any fear of being, like, annihilated, hurt, pained, or, it, again, it goes down to right-to-life issues. So think of it as, again, it's a huge lesson that brought up, and especially last time it would happen, it'd bring up all cellular post-traumatic stress that goes much deeper, because I'm seeing it land back in the back of the first and second chakra. So working on clearing and not, again, going into, I feel feminine, why the heck would somebody think of me as a male? And so that's where people are just as I was explaining to somebody that nowadays we're going to see where people don't stay with jobs more, that we're not going to hear people doing a retiring out with 55 years in a certain place, because it, unless the people, it's their passion, it's their glory, and so then we will hear it, but we're being wired to follow our passion, and so, and if we go on to not stay with something for insurance, and I call it the time to make the donut posture, we're also stepping into redefining ourselves as far as our energy that we radiate out into the universe, and so, and the universal energy, and so that means everybody around us, and so you're allowing, especially your 4 to 6 year old child, is taking that 6 year old that was hurt by calling, to even being called a male, and you're hugging her and embracing her and putting her in the heart, and so that allows the cellular post-traumatic stress to go start working through itself and clearing itself out, and then really merging, because when I'm looking at your energy, you really, why it hit you so much is because you really lead with your female energy. So when somebody leads with their female energy, my friend Kathy in particular, she leads with the male energy, so she could understand not only is this, she can be called a male, but she also, she can get it because she leads with her male energy. She even has kind of a deeper voice, and she kind of pushes that male energy out, and so she kind of understands it. When it feels like a double sting is when somebody leads with their female energy, or that's a natural thing of leading with the female. It just seems very confusing, especially to the child. But think again of this turning around. It doesn't mean that your energy is becoming more male. It's not about that at all. It's actually a sign of our merging, okay?
Well, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Is there anything that I could do specifically to,
yes,
to work with this?
I have now 2 sets of free energy exercises. Email the office, Union 1111.
Okay, because I do have your one set.
Then ask for the second set, and especially the triangle of forgiveness. And so working with that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, daily, having your own routine with you where you go into the night and you get into this, because this is much more than being called a male. This goes back down to, again, right to life issues. And so there's one of the exercises that are called Triangle of Forgiveness. It's all written out, and that will be extremely helpful, because when we do something physical, and actually a perfect time to do it right now, is it's full moon, so this is about completion. So it's working with the energy of the moon, who is all female. The moon is all about the female energy. It's about the emotion energy. So being able to as you email the office and you'll get those, and it's called the Triangle of Forgiveness, the second set of exercises, and again, have a daily routine of in the evening working with that, and it's really going to be able to help you work on the forgiveness issues. And this is where you want to, and this is everybody, this goes down to Irina, when we're directing our energy to go to the 2 core splits, and everybody, they could feel associated more with one than the other, but we all have right-to-life issues and an umbrella that goes into all different subcategories, and then another category that's uniquely ours, and I see that on our left side of a lot, and on the right side it has to do with fear of annihilation issues. And so that's like when we stepped on the stage, we could have, or spoke out, we could have literally been killed or felt like we were going to be killed. So when we direct our energy to get rid of any of the residual energy that's anywhere in our energy field, in our subconscious, and it allows, we're directing the energy like masters, but this has a master to be able to disconnect to it, and so the triangle of forgiveness, and again, working with the feminine energy of the moon is huge for you, and also I'm looking at this very like angelic angel that I thought her, she was talking, her name is, or as I thought she said Ra at first, as like the sun god Ra, but she's saying more of Rena energy, Rena, and she looks kind of like the, very much like the fairy godmother from the Wizard of Oz. And so picture her energy, the good fairy that came down, and so she is on your left side, and think of she's part of your soul group, part of an incarnated angel. She's calling herself, again, Renee something. If you don't resonate with that name, Renee, call her anything. All they say is call us. And also she's bringing the energy of Iris in, the Egyptian goddess Iris. So calling on those 2 Ascended Masters angels are going to really help you right now too. And the triangle of forgiveness is going to be key, especially working over the next 3 weeks into December. Okay?
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful birthday. And thanks, David.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you for your question.
Bet.
Thank you for your bravery.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I say bravery because I know a lot of times in some of the shows we have chat rooms and people are petrified about asking a question, number one, and especially if they feel it's somewhat embarrassing to themselves.
Right.
And
it
is brave. And it's a great first step or whatever step to be able to do that. It's a way of facing it.
Well, the first thing is recognizing it. And
recognizing
back to a key to healing. When I see that we recognize, and not only do we recognize, then we put speech behind it and talk behind it. I see that not only are you halfway there as far as healing this core belief system that keeps us separated from our mastery, we are more like 75% the way there. And so it is a huge step. And so taking the energy and voicing it and addressing it, it goes back to going down to the wounded child. And so
that's
the key to have us. I was having a conversation with a client this afternoon, and she was really recognized that she was trying to co-create her life as far as partnering and job-wise at this point in life right now. And she was really saw clearly that she was doing it as the child aspect, the wounded child aspect. And so when we have that, when we don't work with the wounded child and bring up that child, and we all have a wounded child, every single one of us, and this is the great news, is that we are working with the wounded child to heal the his or her story, to use it as a roadmap instead of the story that pulls us back into other stuff. And this could even have to do with like parallel past life hangovers. And so the greatest news is awareness and talking about it and being proactive instead of reactive is key. And so as case is it's coming up as a symptom like that, but I see that that is just one tiny thing of going back to core belief systems and our ability to change around our core belief systems. It's huge.
It really
it's
is huge.
Rebirthing ourselves from the child to the adult, and the adult takes responsibility for the child. And so a lot of people are in this bridging age, and I'm not saying Kay or Arena, but a lot of people I'm noticing within my sessions, and I go back to this woman that I had this afternoon, that she got and understood that she wants to graduate, she wants to, as far as rebirth herself, but then she's like, well, as I become the parent, who's going to take care of that child? And we are going to take care of that child. We're responsible for that child because that child aspect is a divine part of us. And so it only makes sense that we are parenting that child. And so we are loving that child back to putting it in the rightful, entitled position. And so, and that is in the heart chakra. So this is grand times we're having right now.
You got it. Hey, Carrie, I want to throw out there to folks, because we're here to the top of the hour. Our number is 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. Worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. Those are toll-free numbers for you. That was just such a rich question that Kay asked, because it brought up a lot of things. And one of the important things was that you mentioned was not to take it personally. Because, you know, ultimately, everything that we spew out, our viewpoints, what we call each other, what we think of each other, is really projection.
Yes.
And I know sometimes it gets overused and people kind of make fun of it. Mm-hmm. If you say projection, oh, you're a psychoanalyst now or something like that.
Right.
Well, actually, it's a truth. Every single thing we do is projection.
Right.
And
but you know what, David? I love the image of when you put projection as you point one finger at a person, you're saying you, and then you got three fingers back at yourself. So whether you realize it or not, you're pointing out. And so even if that's the way you're working with the wounded child, you're saying you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing that. And especially when we understand and totally understand, not just in our mental bodies, and we're starting to debate this, when we understand in our cellular tissue, the subatomic part of our physical body, that we are all aspects of each other. That means we're looking in the mirror at each other. So we're all aspects of each other. We're not separated. And so when we really get that, the projection is the way that some people work through the wounded child, and some children's wounded child project more than others. But again, it's just part of having our his story or her story end up being the roadmap. And this is what we're rebirthing now, especially over the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is pivotal. This is where, are you manifesting as the child or are you manifesting as the adult? And this is what the happened to the secret is really going to get into, symptoms and keys if you're manifesting as the child or even the adolescent or the pre-adolescent or the young 20-year-old. And so all those energetic postures when you're trying to make something happen and manifest and work with a co-creative relationship is you can see if some aspect it's not the adult that's doing the manifestation, it's the child or it's the teenager. The rebellion
mm-hmm.
teenager is the little child's tantrum child. And this is not, again, these are words that are not projected to anybody, so if anyone takes it personally, then I would
right.
invite them to work with their wounded child, because this is not personal. This is where, as we all do this collectively, and thank God can we get out of our stories, and this is not saying that people haven't had horrific stories. I've heard stuff that could curl your hair, and so it's not condoning anybody's
uh-huh.
behavior. It's not saying that their story is not horrific, but let's use it as a roadmap instead of something that brings us down. I have a few stories myself that would curl your hair, and so being kidnapped and going to be getting, I was planning on getting killed. So if I didn't work with that and being able to flip it around, I wouldn't be out doing what I'm doing right now and is celebrating another birthday. So this is where, and it's not a
that's
who's
right.
up as far as whose story is worse than the other. It's like, let's have
right.
those stories become our roadmap.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely, and this is what one thing, like what you said, it's a wonderful time to be alive, because this kind of information is really exploding out there. As more people are able to bring that kind of information to the people
right.
and live it, it's just going to
that's
build
right.
on itself. I think, for instance, you see somebody who just got elected president, President-elect Obama, has really put that to use, whether you like him or don't like him. When you see the way the man ran the campaign, I saw somebody today this is just a side note. One of his advisors was asked the question. They were saying about the Republicans, are you open to their ideas, and will you, you know, if they want to help, will you take them? And they said, absolutely. We're ecstatic
right.
to have them. And
right.
they were talking about some of the ones in all of those, say, vicious things that were said about each other. And they said, well, does he hold a grudge? Will they be welcome? And they said, Barack Obama does not believe in grudges. He holds no grudges. That's all in the past, and it will be serve only as a distraction.
Right.
He's only concerned about what is at present. If you've got a great idea, bring it forward. We will
exactly.
listen to you.
Exactly.
And
so that's somebody that's holding the core,
mm-hmm.
and working with the core energy, and not having their wounded child in the driver's seat of, now I have a position of power, so all you guys who hurt me, I have a scorecard, and now I'm going to get you back. And so... Amen
right.
for the person who lives in the now. For anybody.
That's right.
Obama,
that's right.
Anybody else. And so when he does that, that means he's an aspect of us. And so that means there's
that
a part
right.
of us, because he is a aspect of the God self, and the God self is part of all of us. And so when one person opens the door with it, we can align and work with the energy and have energetically create a horseshoe behind us and be aligned with that energy. So as we're rebirthing ourselves, we want to do that, because that is being... By doing that, that's old energy 3D separation patterns, and it continues more separation. So
uh-huh.
that's part
and
of the new world.
That's right, and that's why I felt, again, this is beyond, this isn't the political part of it. This is the
no.
metaphysical part of it that
right.
we're talking about. It's not Republican, Democrat here. That I felt that his victory and the way he did it was a victory for all of us, and a lot of people are feeling that,
right.
which is really interesting. Because his approval rating right now and hopes that people have are way higher than the people who voted for him, you know, which is basically 52%, and his approval ratings are more like 70-75%. And that is because they're detecting that, and that was like a victory. It was because he chose to be a public figure
right.
for us, and he represents, he is an aspect of all of us, that the fact that he won, and he is a type of person that doesn't hold grudges, he's living in the present moment, he wants to move forward, that sort of thing, it shows that collectively we chose that.
Exactly.
He is able to be present because of the work we have done.
And then he's the first one to say it. We have worked together and done this, but what we collectively have done, why people are starting to feel hope again, is because he also said words such as that we have to be the responsibility of the adults, and that we are just at the beginning here. So we are taking
that's right.
this collective sigh here as far as ah, the sigh of like the tension of, are we collectively going to learn through, as I call it, like with grace and ease, or are we going to learn through the struggle in the old way? So we all, regardless of where you live, because, again, we're all connected, so this doesn't matter if you're in Hong Kong. This absolutely gave a huge yes, 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 we are learning through as the adult. We are graduating to that adult posture, and as we do to the go up to the adult posture and celebrate that adult posture, we are absolutely seeing an acceleration in our growth, and it's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when people who are older are expressing absolute amazement, and they're stunned, and they're talking, putting it in historical terms, how this was impossible X amount of years ago. This is exactly what we're talking about when we say accelerated times. We're here, and we're doing it. We now have, at least partially, African-American, also Caucasian-American, but African-American as president of the United States. He's president-elect at this point, but this is a reality. This is showing where we are collectively saying, yes, we're willing to step up to the plate. We're willing to get rid of old ideas and patterns of X is better than Y, Z is better than K, those sorts of things. That's over with. It's like, what's the better way? Who has the better ideas? Regardless of what party, what color, what sex, all of that stuff, forget it. You know, so we've collectively said, we're going to be the adult now, and we're time to take adult responsibility. That's what this represents from a metaphysical standpoint. And so we'll see how this all unfolds. It's just really a wonderful, to me, it's a wonderful sign.
You know, what we're going to do is that we are understanding what it means to be co-creating with as an adult. And so as we see it, meaning as we direct it, you know what I mean? So we're going to be directing the energy. And so there's the wait and see is where that went out with the child, as far as we're being proactive versus reactive. So when I'm seeing the brain deflating from that reactive part, that's exactly what we're doing now. Yeah. And as we do this, that's thank God that we're disconnecting from that part. So that means that literally our reactionary part that has been part of our brain that helped us survive, it all served its purpose. And so going back to the history of it is wonderful to think about it, talk about it, but let's get to what's happening now, right? And so as we are stepping into this, as we are becoming adult and celebrating that and really turning around and flipping, does your story serve you? And because a part of the child I see a lot of people right now working things out through the typical four arenas. And the first two is relationships. I've had relationship calls all week as far as the last 2 weeks. Ever since the election, it went from no finances back to relationships. And so all of it's second chakra stuff as far as relationships, love, connection. And again, this is where we are, it's like they collectively can breathe. Now it goes back to relationships. So then there's always the reminder as far as the relationship, the holy divine relationships, as the Course in Miracles points out, that when we look for the holy relationship that outside of ourself, it's not holy at all. It's a split mind relationship, or as they call it, the insane relationship, because you're going to go and always seek disappointment because you're looking in the wrong place at the first place. So there's a part of we're literally retraining our physical, mental, emotional body. And so we have a lot of neural pathways that go and follows patterns that want to look outside, want to project, all of this stuff.
Right.
But having the awareness of that allows us, this is not finger pointing and saying, naughty, naughty. This is about, we were literally wired like this. This was part of the veil. We encoded our veil. As a master, we encoded it, and some of us coded it really, really good to have that veil stay in place, right? Now, collectively, we're saying we're getting rid of that veil. Thank God, hallelujah, as we are entering in and living in the fifth dimensional energy, and also going back to, again, my favorite quote from Bashar, our current circumstances don't matter. Only our state of being matters. What are you feeling now? So whenever you're feeling like arena shaky and feeling really in a lull, and or like Kay, feeling the wounded child, feeling hurt here, really going into having that be our mantra, our current circumstances, be it the seeming illusion of lack of flow in the money department or the love department, instead of being reactionary and being like getting into our mental mind where we go, where it creates blocks. It literally creates energetic blocks. It's flipping that around, being proactive, having the adult, and really sitting in the energy of what it feels like to be interconnected. When we really feel it down to our subatomic particles, we can realize we can never be alone. I've had so many people say, I feel so alone, or one of my symbols, a very universal symbol, is seeing somebody alone on the island. That's my sign and symbol that the person feels, or I hear the song All by Myself. And so when I hear those signs, those are universal signs in my readings that mean that this individual is feeling, again, very much by themselves. And so as we are and alone, and the island is like they're, again, all by themselves, and then I hear, here we go, around the mulberry bush. So this is a common theme that they felt since they were younger. A lot of this has to do with their very old souls, and that they felt alone because I call it the 100-watt light bulb being born in a 50-watt time. So the great news is that now we're going into higher wattage. So those that have felt different or alone a lot in their lives have now had the opportunity to connect with the people. They don't have to modulate their energy anymore. They're flipping and changing it. And so this is, again, rebirthing ourselves collectively as the adults, and taking so much pride with this, and not thinking of it as, oh my God, another thing I have to do, like responsibility, another thing that has to do with struggling, because what left the archetypal energy that was invited to leave 2,000 years ago with Jesus was suffering. It took 2,000 years, but it, actually when we think about this, really no time, so this is no judgment, but this is, we're really going into releasing energy that has to do with any kind of subconscious pattern, that anything has to do with, comes with suffering, or if I'm good enough, if I pray enough, if I do that, then I will have this. All of that is it's like old energy dynamics, and we're learning new ones. And that's all there is to it.
You know, speaking of that, I thought also, going back to Kay's question, what was very, very, very interesting is the idea of the male and female. And we talk about these things all the time, and we have a certain type of belief system, and which is, we recognize that there's male and female within us, and that the ideal is to balance the two. Yes, you were brought into a female body, and I'm male body, but it's about getting that balance. And what's really interesting is the old way, if I may say, was basically to honor the extreme, and almost like more masculine, like John Wayne, you were, or the beautiful petite cheerleader type of thing, that was more idealized. Bodacious babe, the very epitome of the female, as though that were better. And I don't know those people personally, obviously. I didn't know what they were. Maybe they were balanced. But it's really interesting that that's how we were. And of course, that's not really it at all. And in the same vein, this is going to another extreme, the people who were born hermaphrodites. I saw a very interesting, horrific, actually. It was a PBS documentary. Over the years, it's not done so much today, but it probably still is in some areas, where they'll pick or choose and make that child either male or female somehow. Who is to say that that is right or better? You know, it's crazy, but that's what was done. And some very, very famous doctors at the time were conducting those, thinking that they were saving that person from a life of misery, where actually it ruined them. And they were more balanced than we are, probably, even. So who is to say that that's right or wrong, better or worse? It's kind of a crazy thing. And so just that whole idea, folks, this is another basic that we kind of take for granted because we think this way here on the Carrie O'Connor Show. We all have male and female within us. So there are certain cultures that are better at handling that at this point, but this is something that is coming in America right now, where men can be more feminine and women can can be more masculine, like embrace their male side. It doesn't mean they are want to become a man, but there's male within them. Let's
right.
just, for instance, we just had a woman running for vice president.
Right.
Now, she appears very feminine, but clearly a lot of her aspects have got to be masculine traits.
Oh, she leads totally with her male energy.
Oh, yeah, she does.
And that's where the look does not matter, and that's where
exactly.
a lot of people, when I say, if I talk to them, I say, well, your daughter is suddenly with the male energy. I see this temporary, like, freezing meaning, you know, oh, gosh, are they going to be gay? Not that there's anything wrong with gay, but they just, their first thing
right.
is, like, what? And then it's like, no, this is what leading with the energy is that we all can, what we're doing is there's at times when we need to lead with the unified front is what it is. And so what the kids that are coming in with is that, first of all, they see energy more than they see the bodies that are coming in. And so there can be seen of a rise in and bisexuality and that kind of energy, because the kids look more toward the energy signature versus the body that they come in. That's another sign of our evolutionary process, not our stepping backwards. It's a part of our angels are androgynous. We are angels. And so as we step into the angel bodies, we're going to see more of, again, not only the kids not staying in time to make the donut jobs, if they meet somebody that's a heart signature that comes into, and this is not all of them, but there's going to be much more openness. And again, I see it as a sign of our evolutionary process, that becoming the angels, and angels are androgynous, and so it's part of our process, of our evolutionary process. And so that's a
right.
that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it sure is, and that is a great point. When you look at the younger generation, that is really taking the steps forward, and our age range is more of the Bridger generation. There are always a few people at any given time, but it's really a fascinating thing seeing these young folks that just don't disregard this other stuff. It's not even on the table for them.
Exactly.
And,
it's like, of course, whatever
right.
they do.
That's right. That's what we call the of course generation.
Exactly.
Everything that seems kind of shocking to them is just, of course. What's the big
right.
deal? Of course. And that is the best way of describing it, Carrie, is when that you say that the angels are androgynous. Actually, we are androgynous inside.
Right.
In this physical body, we happen to have hormones, and that's the way that we kind of have this whole deal going here in physical bodies. But you know what? Females also have testosterone. Men also have estrogen and
right.
progesterone. We have all those same hormones. It's just a matter of degrees that separate us, and we kind of morph into these bodies that are outwardly male or female. But it's just an interesting thing, and the whole point is it's really good to look at these sorts of things and understand that anything that separates us, where you've got somebody thinking it's bad or wrong, worse or better, that's not it. That's not really the truth.
That's separation, because what we're getting
it's all
out
separation.
Of is there's no right or wrong. Exactly. There's no right or wrong, because even as far as horrific as what we could see as killing or whatever, people could go and fight for the country and think that killing is okay. You know what I mean? So what we're stepping out of
That's
is
right.
that what I see the main thing as we're going into what unconditional love is, not love with conditions, because there's a real part that this is where we're newborn babies and we're fast growers at learning what it means to love unconditionally. And so as we are, we're learning and stepping into what it means to love unconditionally and embrace that body, mind, and soul, really hold it down to, again, our subatomic particles of our essence, to what it's like to love unconditionally, the first place to go is to love self first, to give birth to ourself, and that creates that whole energy, I am complete instead of not complete. And as we do that, that's where I see the brain, the right and left side of our physical brain, I see energetically, and I have been seeing this since the year 206, where I'm seeing in people's energy field, some people, so if it's in one person, does that mean it could be in, it's becoming in all of ours, because we're all, you know, connected. And so
mm-hmm.
the right and left side of the brain is melding, so there's no right and left side of the brain. And so what does that mean? That means,
exactly.
again, much more a balanced person, much more use of, even using the right side of the brain too much. Like when I have trouble with directions and stuff, I'm way too much in the right side of my brain. And so that left side, as far as numbers and stuff like that, is I have to, like, if I'm doing a reading or a session or a show, I a lot of times have to have somebody help me drive, because it takes me time to ground in and get into that left part of my brain. So what do? I support myself. So energetically as I'm bridging. So as we are literally creating the no split in the brain, that is very, think of symbolically symptomatic of, or it's symbolically showed separation. So when I started, as I'm seeing the weaving of the left and right brain, it gives us easier access to have a balanced brain, and again, balanced energy, and that goes when we need to lead with the female, and this is all of us, regardless what body is, we lead with that feminine energy. When we need to the male, we lead with the male energy, and then it merges into that androgynous energy, and then we can see the difference between male and female, and that's, it's just looking at the angel in the person and not seeing the, what temple they chose at this time, and so that's exactly where we're evolving to, and that's what we're, that's part of our next evolutionary step, and that's part of the, when we get out of that, the holds the divine child posture instead of the mortal child, the divine child sees the angel in everybody.
Right on. Hey, Terry, we're at the we're at the end of our hour. Thank you so much.
You're
and if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201, and please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Wednesday evening from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Radio for another hour of The Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.